Ghadir Gudarzi, a native of the Islamic Republic of Iran, decided to move to Fayetteville after winning an immigration diversity lottery. In her continuing series of Ozark Literacy Council student profiles, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich pays a visit to Mr. Gudarzi.
Hi, Ghadir.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Ghadir Gudarzi lives in an upstairs apartment overlooking Mount Kessler in South Fayetteville. He shares his flat with his son, Sohail, a PhD information systems candidate enrolled at the University of Arkansas.
My name is Ghadir Gudarzi. Actually, I've been born in Tehran, capital of Iran. And it's around about almost, I'm 64 years old. I'm immigrated to United States almost 6 months ago.
Gudarzi gets a little emotional talking about his family, especially his sister.
I really love her. You know, somehow she's like my mom. And we four brothers, that's the only sister we have. So we all love her too much.
After graduating high school in Tehran, Gudarzi attended college in Scotland, graduating in the early 70s with a degree in marine engineering.
After 3 years, we are supposed to have a practical work on board of the ship. So I didn't, you know, really was happy about my job, so I quit it.
He returned home to Iran in the late 1970s, just as the Islamic Revolution was taking place. The Islamic Republic, led by fundamentalist Muslim leader Ayatollah Khomeini, had overthrown the monarchy in place for centuries, replacing it with a theocratic republic. Gudarzi declined discussing the war's impact on his family, instead remarking on his ethnic identity.
They think we speak Arabic because our, you know, our religion is Islam, but we speak Farsi. We are proud of our 2,500 years of our civilization.
After the war, he married and took a second degree in 1990. An entry-level position with a paint chemical firm. He spent the next 25 years traveling the world as a chemical export and sales manager.
I have been to so many countries. I've been to Spain, I've been to Germany, I've been to France, to Ivory Coast, Ghana, India, I've been to Turkey, Dubai, Kuwait so many times.
When Gudarzi retired, he had opportunities to immigrate to New York and California, but chose Arkansas to be close to his son after winning an immigration contest, which provided him permanent residency in the U.S.
And I won the diversity lottery in 2014.
The Diversity Visa Lottery Program, also called the Green Card Lottery, issues as many as 50,000 visas a year to individuals from dozens of countries. Among a million official green card recipients annually, citizens from Africa and Eastern Europe reportedly comprise two-thirds of the lottery. Diversity lottery immigrants are not required to have an employer or relative sponsor in the U.S. President Trump seeks to abolish the program, claiming it's a way for terrorists to enter the U.S. Gudarzi's spouse is back home in Iran. His daughter, a German literature teacher who's married, lives near her mom. Gudarzi says he was hoping his wife would join him in Northwest Arkansas, but she's barred from doing so under President Trump's ban on immigrants from certain Muslim-majority nations from entering the U.S.
Unfortunately, I couldn't be successful to get a visa for my wife to come here. But, you know, that is one of my aim, you know, I'm really, you know, she's over there, I'm here, and we really have a very hard time. But I'm trying my best, you know, to convince the government to give my wife's visa to come here.
Soon after settling in Fayetteville, Gudarzi found a job with Walmart.
I'm working in supercenters in Mall Street, Joyce Avenue. Yeah, I'm working over there as a self-checking out cashier. I'm very happy with Walmart.
Gudarzi, who exercises every day, he's very fit, and is enrolled in Ozark Literacy Council classes to improve his English language skills, actually is not interested in retirement.
Obviously, I'm looking to promote my job if I can, you know. I do my best.
Gudarzi says Ozark Literacy Council staff have been very accommodating. He's one of several hundred students from dozens of nations enrolled this year.
I'm really happy because I found a lot of good friends, and I found all the people, all the staff, I found them really very kind people and very nice.
Gadir Gudarzi this spring plans to visit his family back in Tehran and hopes one day, when the Trump ban is canceled, his wife of more than 30 years can join him in Northwest Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Jacqueline's profile of Gadir Gudarzi is a continuation of a series we're doing on Ozark Literacy Council students. This is Ozarks at Large.